Well, we hear many stories about the time a friend saw a lawyer and received an unexpected invoice for thousands of dollars, leaving them feeling completely ripped off. Have you ever had that? This is often because the lawyer fails to communicate the price of their legal services beyond telling you their billable hourly rate. The founder and CEO of Legally Yours is Karen Finch, and she joins us on the line. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Damien. Really happy to be here.
Absolute pleasure. Now, why is it that sometimes lawyers forget to inform their clients what the end cost could be?
Well, it's not that they forget. It's actually that they operate off this billable hourly model, which actually doesn't compel them to tell you what the overall cost is going to be. So it's not even an oversight on their part. So I might just give you a quick little history of the billable hour and time recording and the legal profession. I'll be really quick, but this has only been, this model of the way they invoice and price their legal services was only introduced in the 1980s. So prior to then, you would go and see a lawyer. You'd say, hey, I need a couple of documents or I need help with this legal problem. And they would say, okay, yep, this is the output I'll give and this is the price. Do you want to pay that? You would say yes, and off you go on the legal journey. But when time recording was brought in, lawyers basically decided that this was a great way to actually invoice and price clients solely. So this sort of spurred out the six-minute billable unit, which lawyers started to do. And so what it actually does is that lawyers then focus on input of time. And all they do is, that's why we sort of have this phenomenon of the bill shock, where people get invoices from lawyers and they think, hold on, that's not what I agreed to, or I didn't know this invoice was coming, or why do you spend, 5 hours on this? I don't really understand the value. And so this is really where, the whole kind of toxicity and fear around engaging lawyers comes from.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Been there, done that, been burnt. But I guess at the end of the day, I mean, if you go to an accountant or you go to a mechanic, you generally are told what the end price is going to be.
Yes, absolutely. And lawyers can do the same. And this is it. So this is what I'm really passionate about, sort of educating and telling everybody out there that the same premise applies for lawyers. So the lawyer's value is not their time. And I constantly talk to the legal profession about this, where I'm constantly saying to them, people don't come to you for your time. They come to you for your expertise and the legal service. So you should be pricing based on your expertise and legal service, not on the amount of time that you spend on things. And so just like with all those other services, a good lawyer who understands the value that they're providing will be able to tell clients upfront exactly what something's going to cost, and the output, which is what they should do as well. So they should actually be telling you what you're going to get for that amount. And, that applies to litigators and it applies to family lawyers too. So even when there's, volatility on one side, or, they can still tell you the process, and they can segment that process down to let you know what those costs are going to be for each stage of those processes.
So in other words, they can actually, give you an upfront cost so that you know at the end of the actual proceedings what you're up for.
Absolutely. And so they should, because, through my journey through Legally Yours, which is an online legal marketplace, we spent a number of years actually researching people about why they would go to a lawyer when they had a legal need, or why they wouldn't engage a lawyer for the legal service. And time and time and time again, Damien, we just kept hearing the same story over, where people would say, my friend went and saw a lawyer and $5,000 later they got this invoice. Well, if they'd known that it was going to cost that much, or it was going to take this amount of time, or, what was involved, they never would have done it. They never would have gone through the process. So we knew, way back in 2014-15, that the legal industry, because of the way that there's no transparency and certainty in price, it really prevents up to 70 to 80% of people for actually engaging their legal services. And the legal industry needs to step up, it needs to change, and it needs to start pricing based upon output and value, and not just this sort of lazy, I've spent, an hour on this, I've spent an hour on that. So I'm calling it out.
I know I've seen legal bills that I've had to pay where you get charged $100 and something to read an email or to send an email. Like it's ridiculous.
Well, It is really ridiculous. And how quickly does your relationship become very toxic with your supposed trusted legal advisor? I mean, I always say to lawyers the analogy of, imagine if you're on a date trying to build a relationship with someone you've just met and you put out the clock and you're basically timing them in 6-minute increments around, you know, what they're talking about. That person would shut up talking pretty quickly. And it's the same. Ultimately, the relationship between a client and a lawyer is a trust one and it's a human one. And in order to build trust, sending them invoices for reading an email or even, I mean, I've even heard a horrible story, Damien, where someone said that they called their lawyer and up until that point had a really wonderful, what they thought, relationship with their lawyer, was very happy with the service and the output and all those sorts of things. But in that phone call conversation, that lawyer spent probably, you know, half an hour talking about their holiday that they'd recently had. After they hung up from that call, the lawyer sent an invoice for them to pay for that conversation where he talked about his holiday. And you can imagine that client who up until that point had really, you know, had a great relationship, trusted relationship, stopped calling the lawyer. And so we say it's actually, it's bad for client-lawyer relationships, and the lawyer can't actually then do their job as well.
Yeah, wow, it's amazing. So would you suggest for people, one, to shop around, obviously, for a good lawyer, but go to a lawyer that will basically package up what they're going to do for you instead of charge you an hourly rate?
Absolutely, I would. So there's this new thing happening in the legal industry, particularly here in Australia, and it's called the progressive law movement. And the progressive law movement is essentially where a lawyer has basically said, you know what, I want to price my services based on value and I'm going to use technology to package up solutions. So they've become quite progressive in their thinking. It stops being on time recording and input and it actually comes about the client that they're delivering their legal services to. So these lawyers are out there and, you know, a really easy way to find them is the Legal Yours Marketplace, because we've spent years and years and years educating, training, finding them, putting them under the one banner so that people can come in easily and find these amazing lawyers who won't give you bill shock, essentially.
And I guess now that we've got Zoom these days and we've got Skype and so forth, you don't necessarily have to have your lawyer in the town that you live in.
100%. So law and the service delivery of law has become almost geographically agnostic, really. And so some areas of law do require that the lawyer has a practicing certificate in a particular state. So, for instance, if it's an estate planning matter, you're doing something with a will, you would need a lawyer that had it held a New South Wales practicing certificate. But most areas of law, like commercial law and family law, the lawyer can be based anywhere. And so it doesn't, you can actually go and find not a lawyer that's just located near you as a reason why you would go to them, but the lawyer with the best expertise, the best customer service, you know, and they could be based anywhere around Australia to support you in your matter.
Some great advice. We appreciate your time this morning, Karen. We wish you all the very best.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for having me.
No worries. Karen Finch, the founder and CEO of Legally Yours, legallyyours.com.au. It's probably worth to have a bit of a look and see what Karen can do for you on that website, and search for a lawyer that is going to look after you and your